they're out for 5 minutes, they get 4 hours.
Wow.
He's always a little late.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of August 3rd.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any additions, deletions, corrections, or anything? If everybody's had a chance to look at them?
No, good job.
Okay. Don't tell her that, her head won't go through the door when she walks in.
Right, terrible job.
Okay, very good. Yeah, see? Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, here they go. Okay. Resolution 326, requesting establishment of cash on hand fund, Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team, urgent. Everybody should have received the email and stuff. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it.
Okay. Second? Okay. Discussion?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify. This is the money that's used to purchase drugs?
Drugs, guns, pay informants.
Anytime you need street money to as part of the sting operation.
Right. Originally, $13,000 was put in there, but at some point before I became involved, we keep a sealed box of $20,000 in the safe in my office for flash money in case they want to do something big comes up and they need a lot of money quick. And now all those bills are documented, serial number and all that. So that never touched. So that's why we need to increase it from the $13,000 to $33,000 so we have cash on hand to buy the guns and the drugs and so forth. And leave that $20,000 alone because it's all serial numbered and photographed, you know, in case we come across a big case.
So what's the magic of the number 33?
This is something we sat around with the comptroller's office when they ordered us and said, you know, looks like that's probably a good enough number.
Is it tied? It's
not tied to anything. Just the amount I have cash on hand to, between the cash box and the safe, I have that much money in play.
So I guess that's the part I'm a little puzzled on. Why not $50,000?
Could be.
Or would take legislative approval.
No, I mean.
Well, this does too. You know, so.
I mean, it was just a number that the comptroller felt comfortable and we felt comfortable. You know, you don't want too much money laying around.
Well, compared to what your experience has been, the kinds of opportunities, let's say, that come your way, would there be situations where you'd miss an opportunity because you didn't have enough cash?
We'd break into the $20,000 if we had to. But no, because if they need more money, they can just come up to my safe, and then I'll take another. You know, I keep $30,000 in the safe upstairs, and then in the box downstairs where they actually take the money out of, there's anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 in there. So when they need more money, we come up, we do a count, and they take more.
So the money that you're actually using for these transactions, you're not tracking serial numbers and photographing and all that?
Depends on, sometimes they do. Depends if they're doing a buy with drugs. It depends on the type of situation. Sometimes they just pay informants with it. You know, they don't track that serial number.
Well, I guess my question would be why you need to have $20,000 sitting in a box whenever you feel you're going to do a buy, you just...
Because if there might be an opportunity that comes up when they want to buy a lot of cocaine, let's say, and they need $20,000 or $15,000 right away. Normally, we don't need that much, but there may come a time when we need that much.
So then you...
Normally, the transactions are $100, $1,000.
How are you?
We just purchased a machine gun and some stuff for $2,300.
So you'd have access then to $53,000. You can either 13, no. The 20 here, and another 20 in a box.
It'd be $30,000. We have 20 in a box, then we have $13,000 that we can use to buy stuff.
Okay, so I got you. I was getting confused. I understand.
We have $20,000 that we tie up in that sealed box that we don't touch, and we have $13,000 that we can use. And when that gets done, we go to the account and we put more money in.
Mm-hmm. When you use the money for a drug purchase. That becomes evidence, doesn't it?
If we get it back. Usually they go and they buy, they'll get a whatever kind of drug, and then the drug dealer takes the money.
So
sometimes we get it back, sometimes we don't get it back.
So in maintaining is a pay cash account. If you don't get it back, it can be replenished.
Right.
I see. And that's part of the purpose for setting it up.
There's two accounts that we replenish from, the absent forfeiture and then the budgeted. Urgent has a budgeted amount of money every year that they can take from.
What's that number?
I think it's $10,000, the budgeted amount.
We usually make way more than that in asset forfeiture.
Oh, yeah. That could range.
Just takes 2 years to get it.
Right.
After the feds take get all their hands out of the cookie jar, we get what's left.
Yeah, we have crumbs.
I think we get like 60%.
Yeah.
DA's office takes 20, and I think feds take 20. Everybody gets a cut.
My favorite story about asset forfeiture was we seized. It was like a Toyota Corolla or something like that. It was worth a few thousand dollars, and then Toyota had a recall, and we ended up making $11,000 on the recall because Toyota bought it out. That was the best story.
Winner.
Remember that?
Yeah, deal.
All right, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? $347, authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a participation agreement and any amendments there to with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program. Oh, my God. Steve?
There's a lot of stuff there.
I'll move it.
Second?
Thank you.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. Just shed a little light if
on which one?
Anybody's got any concerns? Yeah. I'm on 347.
Okay. No, any that's questions? What we used. That covers basically the payroll for emergency management, part of the payroll for emergency management and the day-to-day activities is what we do.
Okay.
Right now, the big thing that we're working on is the hazard mitigation plan update.
Now, the hazard mitigation, if I could teach.
Yeah.
The hazard mitigation plan update. That's the one that the towns have to have their own hazard mitigation plan, and they get looped into the county plan, and they don't get FEMA funding if they don't have it, correct?
Right. It's a multi-jurisdictional.
Yeah.
So everybody joins together, and they submit all their worksheets, all of their projects, combines together, and then when there's funding available, then they can submit for the funding.
Can you, do me a favor? One of the things I've asked for in the past was a list of the towns who participate and the towns who don't participate, so I can get them to my members. And
as they
come in, I just want to make sure that any towns that aren't participating, that the legislators who represent those areas know, so we can make sure that they can.
Yeah, it's right on the website too. There's 12 that participated in 2009.
Right.
And right now we're going through the update, and it looks like there's going to be 15 that are going to follow through.
Good.
At this point, so
it's only half.
It's silly not to.
Well, it's 12 is half. There's 24, so it's a little bit more. But right after when we started the update, everybody was on board. Yeah, we all want to participate.
Oh,
right? Irene, Lee, Sandy, right? Everybody wanted to participate.
Yeah.
And that went well. So
when they realize there's actual work you have to do, that
it's just not a given. Oh, the county's going to take care of this. Yeah.
Any other discussion on 347? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
348. This is also 2015 State Homeland Security Program, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Move it.
Second.
Okay, good. Discussion? Any discussion? Any concerns, questions for while we have the boss here?
What are we buying, Steve?
We're actually gonna take care of some containment booms for hazard materials.
Okay.
Specifically, crude oil. Anything that would. What we're gonna do is we're gonna stretch the length of the Rondeau Creek twice, so that we can put double containment in case something happens with the trestle that comes over the Rondeau.
Okay.
You know, if God forbid something should come down,
yeah.
We could contain it and protect the city of Kingston and their infrastructure down there.
Okay, good.
And it could be used anywhere else out in the river too, but that's the main purpose of that.
So it's spill containment for
spill containment.
River. Yeah.
Yep.
Booms
yep.
and yep.
Yeah, it's the heavy duty boom, yep. and we're going to do it twice. We'll put a barrier yep. as close as they can get, and then we'll do a secondary
okay.
around the plant.
Nice.
That kind of thing.
So and a lot of crude oil moves up and down on the barges. Just as
those
much
unit trains.
Yeah.
It's going to be the big.
They don't
the
talk
big
about
topic
that.
Now.
No.
The big topic.
The trains. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Closer to the people, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. If no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Can I ask Steve a question before we move on to the
sure.
rest? Is that all right?
Yeah.
You know, and I apologize. I just thought of this question as I was
okay.
sitting here. The upgrade for high band with the radios, has that been done yet? I know the equipment had been out there and you were waiting for...
The simulcast?
Yeah, the simulcast.
Yeah, simulcast
yep.
is being installed. Kingston is done.
Okay.
Sam's Point is done. Those are two towers that the county owns.
Yep.
Contract, it looks like the structural analysis, I just got an email here late this afternoon, the structural analysis at Illinois
yep.
is complete.
Okay.
So Illinois can get installed, and then we're going to move north and west and get those completed.
Illinois is the one that's had the most problems recently, right?
Illinois has had the most problems,
yeah.
which is going to cover Gardner, Shongham,
yeah.
Marlboro, all those areas down there. My target date is mid-October to end
okay.
of October.
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
Illinois is certainly the biggest one.
Is that going to include the ops channel on the simulcast?
No, this is dispatch.
Just dispatch.
Right, that's
not
a whole other project, yeah. A whole other project.
Yeah, it helps us. I know.
Thank you very much.
Yes, no, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
tender spot.
Yeah.
For those in the committee, the simulcast, they're simulcasting on low band and high band now. So it's gonna
right.
provide better coverage until we get a new emergency communication system.
Right, right. The simulcast, all of the mountaintops come up at once. So we're not switching towers. You have all of the towers
yep.
come up at once, and it's one complete broadcast throughout the entire
yeah,
county.
While we're on, well, I guess we're not actually on the subject, but just to branch out a little bit, we understand from prior presentations to the legislature the urgency of the need for the upgrading of the countywide communication system.
Yes.
Just wondering if there's anything coming down the pipe to advance us that way that we should know of.
To advance you in that way? I mean, I submitted it as
direction.
A capital project. I did do a capital project on it.
It's so in the capital program now.
Yeah.
To
upgrade the to upgrade the system.
Starting
the
17,
system?
Right?
Yeah. 19.8 million or something like that. I think.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah.
27.
It's gonna end up.
Yeah.
It's gonna end up more than that. 2017, right?
Yeah. It starts,
I think so. Yeah.
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 In 2017.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to start in 2017.
Yes.
The complete radio system. Yes.
Is this supposed to be similar to the Saratoga County model?
Similar. Yes. Yeah. Same concept.
Orange County.
Saratoga County. Yeah.
yeah.
Orange County is they're all
now
over
are
that.
Like the local board of fire commissioners, are they kept in tune with this, what's going on, what's coming down a pike?
They are through the Fire Districts Association. They meet quarterly throughout the year and I attend those meetings as well.
Do you get a good attendance at these meetings, do you feel, for these local fire
yeah.
districts?
Yeah, there is. There is. Plus, the Fire Chiefs Association just started back up, and they're very active.
Okay.
So we get both sides.
And they like what's going on, what they're seeing coming?
I think they're going to like what's going on, yeah.
Okay.
And if I could just chime in and say that, you know, serving on the Fire Advisory Board and seeing Steve interact with the advisory board members, who a lot of them are in the Chiefs Association, the Fire Association of Fire Districts and everything. Steve's been doing a lot of work to, I don't want to say mend fences, but to repair the relationship between 911 Center and the fire,
well, that's
and the fire medic community.
With that.
So,
I didn't
yeah.
come right out and say that,
yeah.
that's getting better?
For me it is, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
yes.
I have a good relationship. I do have a good relationship
for a while
with them.
There was not good
and,
at all.
And we have to do what we can to,
yeah.
to help them. They have issues, and we have to address them
right.
as
okay.
much as we possibly can. And I want to do that. I want to
okay.
facilitate that. But if my hands get tied, my hands get tied. But
yeah.
You know, I want to facilitate and do the best that I can for the fire service. And I think they know that.
Lately, I noticed I haven't been getting the complaints that I did
mm-hmm.
say 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
You know, the complaints that I used
Seriously.
To get are not there anymore.
Yeah.
So that I feel that that's a good sign.
Good.
You know?
Good.
And the beginning of the Fire Chiefs Association picking back up again is
is very important.
It's very helpful. There's a lot of momentum there.
Yeah, because those guys that are there are really into it, and yep. I think there's been some failure of some leadership in other areas.
Like in my part of county.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know that.
And so, I think that failure drove the Fire Chiefs Association to start back up again, and those guys are putting their heads together and working.
You know, like from sororities in Ulster, where I represent, I tell them all the time, let me know, Mayor Maloney or Mary Worrell, don't wait until the horse is out of the barn, that we can't do nothing, or it's not even worth to go talk about it.
Right.
You see something coming down the pike that don't match what your ideas are, you just can't afford it, speak up right away. Don't wait.
Yeah.
And they used to, but now I notice they're calmed down, and I don't feel that tension anymore.
I communicate with them. Yeah. I do have a good relationship with them guys.
Okay. I'm really glad to hear that, because like I said, I don't have to hear any complaints, and these guys, if they got something to complain, they'll complain.
They'll come.
they'll be right in my face. So,
Well, and like a lot of the guys.
I'm glad to hear that. That's
a lot
great.
Of guys would tell you, like Eddie Wilhelm, he'll tell you, he's been telling these fire companies for years, start saving your
start
money,
saving
put
your
it
money.
Aside for all the new radios.
Right. Stay involved,
and he said some of them
meetings.
Listen and some of them don't.
And the ones who don't are the ones who come yelling, we don't have the money for it.
Yeah, but he's been telling them for years, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know in the First Aid Squad, we're slowly, you know, redoing a lot of our pagers and things to, you know, that will then allow us to do whatever we have to do down the line.
Sure.
I tell our guys, they got to be involved. They got to stay on top of things, what's going on. There's no sense being a chief or being a fire commissioner. My dad was involved with that stuff for 40-some years. He was on top of things at all times.
Right.
And that's why things went smooth. You got to be involved. You can't disappear for 6 months. Don't go to a meeting or get involved in anything. Then wonder what happened. Well, I got the money. This isn't appropriate for us. So that's what that's the message I try to give.
And I keep them updated, as much as I possibly can. I keep them updated.
Okay, good. 349. This is the design for the lease agreement with Pine Professional Center for Offices, Ulster County Probation Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay. I do have an email from Bob Sedlow. I can pass around if everybody wants to see it. It's the top paragraph. That's the same lease they've had since 99. It is centrally located. I think he told me there's 275 people in that general area that are on probation.
New Paltz, Lloyd, Marlboro, Plattekill, Gardner, Shongham.
Yep, and it works out very well for them, and they've had no issues, and hopes it will continue. So, any other discussion?
I'm just curious. 275 people in the area on probation. How's that trending? Staying flat? Increasing? Decreasing?
I don't know.
No idea.
Not my forte.
I have no idea.
We could ask Bob what the numbers have been, if there's a breakdown, if you can give us a breakdown of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I think when you're renting and committing to space, would have some kind of read as to whether your need is increasing or decreasing.
I think that I think that from what I remember talking to Bob about, that they're pretty comfortable, with the space serving the needs. And I know that it's also difficult to find new space because a lot of landlords don't want to rent you space when people are reporting for probation.
Issue a court order.
We can get that information.
I noticed they have a place in New Paltz too, a little space somewhere.
What's that?
For probation.
That's the one we're renting.
This is the one.
This is the
one in New Paltz.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is
the 124 Main Street.
Across from the bus station, isn't it?
Pine Professional Center.
It's the old funeral home.
I was thinking of the Pine something in Kingston.
Oh,
no, it's the old funeral home.
Pine Street, Kingston.
So.
Yeah, Pine Funeral Home.
Yeah. Terry ran it for years. Terry Copeland. Did a lot of, prepped a lot of bodies in that building. Did. I worked there. So that building helped put me through college.
Now they're working to keep them alive.
That's it. So, okay, any other discussion? And we'll get you that information, though. So, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Sheriff's report, you should have attached. I'll steal your thunder.
Any questions? It's still trending down, but we should make our projected budget.
And the
in Borden's.
The phone revenue isn't there because it's not the end of the month.
Right. You can't calculate it till midnight tonight. So. But it should be about the same as July, around 13,000.
Now our numbers are if I could teach.
Yeah. Right.
Our numbers on the phone revenue are trending down, but that's basically looks like because our body count's down at the jail, right?
Right.
So less people to make phone calls.
Jail, less people making phone calls. Now you got 30 less people.
Yep.
Using the phone, so that's why the numbers are down. But we still should hit the target date or the target revenue line.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
And the other thing is that, you know, I imagine as we're moving through the budget process, we're going to be budgeting significantly lower next year for Borden's because of the situation in Dutchess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually saving us money in personnel.
Well, yeah, beyond that.
Food
overtime and, yeah.
There's less overtime, there's less food. Because okay. You know, we're actually doing all right in our personnel lives.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's good.
It's unusual this time of year.
Yes.
Usually, you're into the overtime budget by now.
At Eastern Correctional, about every fourth day, you're getting stuck.
Really?
Yeah. 3 days ago, they stuck the entire midnight shift.
Mandatory overtime?
Yep. Really?
Because of call-outs or just the
call-outs, vacations, and everything. And they're down staff.
Huh.
Yeah. There are guys making 100 hours of overtime at pay period.
Whoa.
In 2 weeks.
That's way too much.
Boy, that's
plus their homework?
Taxes.
Plus they have some they have some construction stuff going on and so on, but
that's a bi-weekly?
Yeah. But I've never seen it like that. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine and he said, I got stuck the other night. I'm like, whoa, stop. What? They haven't done that in about 5 or 6 years. But, yeah.
Aren't you glad you retired?
They wouldn't stick me. I wish they would.
Well, yeah.
I make a lot of money per hour on a stick. But, Friday into Saturdays, you know, those A lines on like that. Are, yeah. Like I said the other day, they stuck the entire midnight shift.
Wow.
And that's about averaging about 3 times a week.
Wonder what the cost of that is on overtime.
It's a lot.
A lot.
So.
The whole shift.
So that's good to hear that you're taking care of.
There's positives and negatives.
And it's not only this, but it's also that's good personnel management. It's not just numbers. That's good. It's good personnel management. So
we have a good team.
Oh, sure yeah, it does. Yeah. You guys, you guys got to get a lot of that credit as well.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Okay. Any old business? New business?
What are we doing formally with the animal law?
We're waiting. The attorneys are hashing it out with some of the changes, some of the
I'm sure everybody.
Definitions.
I'm sure everyone received the thing that the pet sellers group sent out, or pet dealers, or whatever they want us to call it.
Yes.
I've been looking through that. I'm sure the attorneys have been looking through that. Legislator Archer and myself are meeting for a couple of hours tomorrow with Cappy and Erica, Ken Crennel, and Tracy Steves, and we're gonna, try and discuss whether or not we need to make some adjustments, what kind of adjustments, and whether or not they're substantive. And Lynn and I agreed that we would put in two resolutions: one to set a public hearing on a new, to set a new public hearing if they are substantive, and to adopt the local law if the changes don't happen or if they're deemed to be not substantive. That way we don't lose an entire another month because of a couple of changes. So we'll talk about it. I'm sure that Lynn will keep the Democrat caucus up to date on it. I'll keep the Republican caucus up to date on it, and we'll go forward from there.
We were planning on having a special meeting on the 9th at 5:45.
Excellent.
For this committee. By then we'll know any changes. Everybody will get a copy, and we'll know if it's going to be approving a public hearing or if it's something we want to go back and hash out. But it appears as though it will be for a new public hearing because there will be some changes. So, but as soon as we know, everybody will get copies of that. So
excellent.
Yeah, so that'll work out real well. Anything else? Okay, I wish everybody a good last few days of summer. And
you as well.
All that kind of stuff. If you have children going to school, and all that kind of good stuff. But just remember, be careful out there because it's dangerous.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah. We've been relatively not busy. Mm. So. Okay, move to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Anybody disagrees, we throw out the window?
That's okay.
Okay.
Second.
Be good, all.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, Steve, thank you.
Yep.